Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 30th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of July 16th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. July 16th. We have seen that every moral judgment involves facts, intuition, and reason, and if we are wise enough to be humble, it will involve some regard for authority as well. From Why I Am Not a Pacifist, an essay in The Weight of Glory. Also published in the essay collection, Timeless at Heart, on July 16th, 1987. July 17th. You get one experience of a thing when you look along it, and another when you look at it. Which is the true or valid experience? Which tells you the most about the thing? From Meditation in a Tool Shed, an essay in God in the Dock. First published in the Covington Evening Telegraph on July 17, 1945. July 18th. Screwtape reminds Wormwood. But do remember, the only thing that matters is the extent to which you separate the man from the enemy, that is God. It does not matter how small the sins are, provided their cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and out into the nothing. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 12. First published in The Guardian on July 18, 1941. Also, Chapter 12 of the book, The Screwtape Letters. July 19th. Screwtape boasts, "The safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signpost." From The Screwtape Letters, Part 12. First published in The Guardian on July 18, 1941. Also, Chapter 12 of the book, The Screwtape Letters. July 20th. Progress for me means increasing goodness and happiness of individual lives. For the species, as for each man, mere longevity seems to me a contemptible idea. From Willing Slaves of the Welfare State, an essay in God in the Dock. First published in The Observer, July 20th, 1958. July 21st. The feeling of being or not being forgiven and loved is not what matters. One must come down to brass tacks. If there is a particular sin on your conscience, repent and confess it. If there isn't, tell the despondent devil not to be silly. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated July 21st, 1955. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. July 22nd. If you'll go to God just as you are, fully admitting that you care about Him very little, and put yourself in His hands, if you're even ready to be made to care and leave Him to work, He'll do the rest. From The Advil, a comment by Lewis on a radio program that aired July 22, 1943, on the BBC. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.